You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
World Press Photo organizes a contest each year for professional photographers, and we always ask them to send their best work, and each year they do. So this year we had 80,000 images sent in by 5,000 photographers, over 5,000. And we always invite an independent jury to come to Amsterdam for 2 weeks, and they look at all these photos in their different rounds, and then from that they select the winning images, and from that we curate an exhibition that travels around to over 100 locations in 45 countries. Wow. And that's where we're here now in Auckland today.
Amazing. And so tell me about the winner this year.
Yeah, so the winning image of this year, each year the independent jury, they will choose out of all these pictures one image that they really feel represents last year. Mm-hmm. So this year they chose the image of Burhan Özbilici, the Turkish photographer who was present when the Russian ambassador in Turkey was shot. You see the image of a off-duty police officer who is there dressed in a black and white suit and tie, and with his finger pointing in the air, and in the other hand he's holding a gun and he's shouting, and in that moment the photographer manages to capture the image, and in the background you actually see the Russian ambassador lying on the floor. One of our jury members, Mary Calvert, she actually said that this picture represents the hatred of our time, and hatred that we're all confronted with so much. Yeah. So it is the urgency of the issue that made them decide to choose this picture.
Yeah, I mean, with 80,000 entries, how do they go about choosing that? The winning picture, or even the ones that are exhibited?
Yes, well these are experts in their field. Yeah. They're specialists, they're photo editors, critics, photographers themselves, so they're used to seeing many images, and that's where we select them on. But yeah, each year it is a very intense process. Yeah. You just have to understand, they see image after image, second after second. It goes really fast, so we depend on their expertise and their skills to choose the...
Is there a criteria they choose from?
There are a few elements that they look at. Yeah. It has to be high news value. Mm-hmm. It also has to be high quality. So it doesn't necessarily have to be... It needs to be sharp, but it just has to... they look at the composition. Does it add to the story? Is it an interesting way? And they look at the creative skills. Is it a new way of capturing a photo? Especially since we're flooded with images these days.
Yeah.
They look at innovativity within the photo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so what kind of categories are there?
There are 8 different categories, and it ranges from general news, spot news, which are the more hardcore news. Mm-hmm. So you will see topics like the conflict in Syria, Libya and Iraq, the refugee crisis. You will see all those elements in those categories. But you will also see nature and sports, or daily life, contemporary issues, and portraits, which are... which are more portraits of people.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And so obviously, like, a lot of these photos are quite harrowing and they're very graphic, some of them. How is it decided whether that's best to show, or is there some that aren't shown because they're too graphic?
Well, the jury never chooses a picture merely based on its level of graphic. So if a picture is just taken... because of its violence, it's not going to be a winning picture. But if a picture is taken very well and it represents an issue that is so important to us, or that the jury finds it's very important, they won't censor it just because it's graphic.
Yeah.
So each year we will have a part of our exhibition that is, that is very hard to look at. Mm. It is always a small part of our exhibition, but somehow it remains in people's memories just because they're so intense.
Mm, yeah, for sure. And so obviously these photos, a lot of them have accompanied stories in major publications around the world to do with conflicts and the kind of biggest issues of the year.
Yes.
What are some of those themes that are coming up from this past year?
So one of the major issues is the ongoing conflict in Syria. You will see the ensuing refugee journey into Europe. Major events like Mosul offensive, there are many photographers who entered pictures on that, and the jury chose many different aspects of that events so that visitors can have a more whole perspective of what was happening there from the view on ground in Mosul, and the fleeing of the city, of the inhabitants. And another major topic is, for example, the death of Fidel Castro in Cuba, which was a major event. The jury saw so many images coming by, reported on that. And also last year, we had the Olympics in Rio. So one of the pictures that we'll see is of Usain Bolt running towards victory.
Brilliant photo.
Yes, so these are some of the major topics. Widely reported upon, but you will also see pictures that probably you've never seen before, such as a dark alley with leopards roaming the streets of Mumbai. I never knew about that before, or very isolated communities in Siberia that the photographers that went there, they really want to protect the identity and of that those communities there. So we don't actually know the location of the those communities, but yeah, a lot of beautiful stories that the jury felt was important to show as well.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.